historians, for the most part, look at Houston as a backwater in the civil rights movement. And this event clearly demonstrates that Houston had a major role in the civil rights movement of the 1960s, because this decision at the Hughes Tool Company, when it was put within a national context, it clearly defined the role that unions must play in protecting black workers' civil rights.
In talking to those folks, do you suppose that they at that time realized the historic significance of what was going on, you know, while they were working there?
I believe they did. And the reason I say that is that as I spoke to these people, both white and black, they were aware of what was going on in the country beginning in 1955 with the rising notoriety of civil rights and agitation, and also the growing mood in the country that something needed to be done to break down the barriers of racial segregation. And by 1960, this small cadre of workers at the Hughes Tool Company had decided that enough was enough and it was time to go ahead and try and break that barrier down at the company. And utilizing the help of the federal government and the NAACP, they were able to go ahead and accomplish this.